keeping up with blockchain developments, it feels like a constant race, doesn't it?
It really does, nonstop.
Well, today we're trying to, you know, simplify things a bit. We're diving into something pretty interesting that's popped up. JuChain.
Yeah, JuChain. And our plan for this deep dive is, well, pretty straightforward. We've been looking at that recent JuChain X AI piece on Medium.
Right.
And we want to pull out the key stuff for you. What JuChain actually is, what it might mean, and why it could be important going forward. Make it easy to grasp.
Exactly. We'll get into the tech, what's under the hood.
Hmm.
Look at their focus areas like RWAs, real-world assets. You hear that everywhere now. And DePIN, that's decentralized physical infrastructure.
Plus that huge ecosystem fund, right? The $150 million one.
Yeah, that definitely caught my eye. And then there's this potential hookup with AvAI, which sounds intriguing. So where do we kick off?
Let's start with the big picture, what JuChain is actually trying to be. The article calls it a next-generation traffic hub.
A traffic hub, okay.
So maybe not just another blockchain fighting for users, but more like a central point connecting these different important parts of the decentralized world.
Okay, so like a place where dApps, these decentralized applications, can live alongside tokenized real stuff,
right.
The RWAs, and also AI meeting blockchain and these DePIN networks, all connecting through this hub.
That seems to be the idea.
Right.
And it's backed by JuCoin, so it's not, you know, a small side project. They're aiming for major global blockchain infrastructure status.
Right, infrastructure. That word seems key.
It does. And that JuChain summit they held in Bangkok back in May, the article mentions it had, what, 3,000 people there?
Yeah, and like 100,000 watching online. That's not small. That signals they're serious, right. And the industry is paying attention.
Definitely a statement. And the big news out of that summit was this Butterfly Protocol.
Butterfly Protocol. Okay, sounds exotic. What is it?
Huh. Yeah, it's basically a core upgrade to their infrastructure. The goal is better scalability, handling way more activity, and, interestingly, more on-chain intelligence, making the blockchain itself smarter, essentially.
Smarter, huh?
Through something called the Butterfly-Morgan algorithm. It's got three main parts, according to the article. Decentralized edge computing.
So processing closer to the source.
Exactly. Then there's intelligent task scheduling, optimizing how the network handles jobs. And finally, on-chain economic incentives to get people to, you know, help make it all run efficiently.
Okay, so putting that together, this algorithm is designed to fix those classic Web3 problems. Things getting slow and clogged up when lots of people use them.
Precisely. It's tackling scalability and efficiency head on. The idea is to enable dApps that need really high throughput, lots of transactions, and also coordinate complex stuff smoothly on the chain itself.
You can see why they'd need that kind of engine for their big traffic hub idea. It makes sense. Okay, now about that money, $150 million.
Yeah, the joint fund, JuCoin and JuChain together, that's a serious chunk of change, and it really tells you where their heads are at.
So where's it going? The article breaks it down, right?
It does. Things like developer incentives, getting people to build on JuChain, helping existing dApps move over from other chains.
Okay, onboarding. Makes sense.
Pushing innovation in that AIX Web3 space.
Yeah.
Community building, obviously. And just general market expansion, getting their name out there globally.
Wow, okay. That's pretty comprehensive. It's not just throwing money around. It's targeted.
For sure. And they explicitly say they're aiming to compete with the big layer ones and specifically attract builders working on AI, DePIN, and RWAs. So, you know, they're spelling out who they're after and who they see as rivals.
Which brings us to the tech itself. How does it actually support all this ambition?
Yeah.
Let's get into their, what was it, JPSA?
JPSA, yeah. JuChain Proof of Staked Authority.
Proof of Staked Authority. Sounds like a mix.
It is. It combines Proof of Authority, or POA, which is generally fast because you have known trusted validators, with Proof of Stake. POS, which brings in more security and decentralization because people stake their own tokens.
Trying to get the best of both worlds, then. Speed and security.
That's the goal. And the performance numbers they quote are pretty eye-catching.
1 second blocks. 2 second finality. I mean, for anyone who's waited for a transaction to confirm, that's fast.
Very fast. Almost instant confirmation. Which, as you said, is vital for anything needing real-time interaction. Games, certain financial apps.
Yeah, lots of stuff. And what about developers? Is it easy to build on?
That seems to be a major focus. They're fully EVM compatible.
Ah, so compatible with Ethereum's tools, smart contracts, the whole ecosystem.
Exactly. That's huge. It means developers familiar with Ethereum, which is most blockchain devs right now, can basically jump right in. Less friction to migrate or start new projects. It's like making sure your software runs on Windows and Mac. Just opens it up.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Lowers the barrier significantly. And then the fees. 0.001 JU. That's tiny.
Practically zero, yeah. And think about what that enables.
High-frequency trading, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Where lots of small trades happen fast.
Definitely viable. Also, microtransactions. Paying tiny amounts for digital goods or services becomes feasible. And maybe the biggest thing, onboarding users in places where even small fees are a hurdle, or just for everyday small payments.
Removes a major pain point for adoption, potentially. Okay, so fast, cheap, easy for devs, solid foundation. Now, where are they focusing within that ecosystem? RWAs came up earlier. What's their angle there?
Yeah, they seem heavily invested in RWA integration, but it's not just talk. They're building the underlying pieces needed.
Like what?
Secure digital identity frameworks, knowing who owns what, off-chain data bridges, reliably getting real-world data onto the blockchain, and Oracle interoperability, think Chainlink style, ensuring that data is trustworthy.
So the plumbing, basically, the essential pipes needed to bring things like, I don't know, property deeds or IP rights or commodities onto the chain securely and reliably.
Exactly. Building that foundational layer so you can tokenize those assets effectively and at scale.
That sounds complex, but necessary if you're serious about RWAs.
It is. And it ties into their DevPen efforts, too. Decentralized physical infrastructure networks.
Right. Like what kind of networks?
The article mentioned examples like health trackers, wearables, or networks collecting environmental data.
Okay. So instead of Fitbit or some company owning all my health data from a device.
The idea is it could be part of a decentralized network. Maybe you own your data. Maybe you can even trade it via tokens, participate in the network's value.
Huh. That's a different model. Giving users more control and maybe even a stake in the data they generate.
That's the concept, tokenized, tradable data. And they're trying to get developers involved globally, that hackathon in Dubai they mentioned.
Right, those events are key for drumming up interest in getting actual projects built.
For sure, they offer funding, incubation, access to liquidity, users. It's a whole package to attract builders.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's shift to this Av AI collaboration mentioned in the article. What's Av AI known for?
Av AI is basically a big on-chain data aggregator and analysis platform. They track tons of blockchains, DEXs, tokens, real-time data.
So if they integrate with JuChain, what's the benefit? Real-time analytics for JuChain tokens.
That's a big one. Imagine Av AI providing specific tools to track tokens on JuChain. Things like smart money tracking, seeing what the big wallets are doing, whale movement alerts.
Ah, so you can see if big players are buying or selling a specific JuChain token.
Yeah. And just generally more visibility into what's happening in the dApps, how people are trading. That's gold for builders, traders, investors, anyone trying to understand the ecosystem's health.
Like a detailed live dashboard for the whole network.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Could it help with trading JuChain tokens too? Like actually buying and selling?
Absolutely. Av AI already has a user base that trades. So integrating JuChain could mean seamless trading through Avi's web or mobile apps.
Easier access.
Easier access, plus potentially smart order routing, finding the best price across different JuChain DEXs automatically, and giving access to analytics for all sorts of JuChain assets, even the newer or smaller ones.
The article mentioned meme coins and long tail assets. That's interesting. Avi AI is known for that space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spotting trends.
Yeah, they have a reputation for meme coin discovery, finding alpha signals, tracking early trends in newer assets through on-chain data.
So that expertise could be really valuable for JuChain, especially if they're embracing both meme coins and the more serious RWA stuff. Ava could provide tools for both ends of that spectrum.
Exactly. It's a good fit. Providing visibility, trading tools, maybe even risk assessment across different asset types on JuChain.
And it's not just for traders. What about tools for developers or the community?
The article suggests that too. Things like automated token monitoring price, volume alerts, whale alerts like we mentioned, liquidity tracking, seeing how much is available to trade on different DEX.
Even rug risk indicators.
Yeah.
Helping people spot potentially risky projects.
Yeah. Tools like that. It all points towards fostering more, you know, data-driven decisions within the JuChain ecosystem for everyone involved.
Okay. So let's wrap this up. JuChain. Clearly ambitious. They've got this butterfly protocol, the GPUSA consensus trying to be fast and secure.
A big focus on RWAs and DePIN. Building that foundational infrastructure.
And they're backing it with serious money, that $150 million fund, plus strategic tie-ins, like this potential Av AI integration.
Which could bring crucial data insights, user access, and trading infrastructure. It looks like a powerful combination.
Yep.
A capable blockchain paired with a strong data layer.
So yeah, it feels like they're positioning themselves not just as another chain, but as an ecosystem designed for, well, What comes next? AI-driven apps, real-world value on-chain, decentralized intelligence.
It really does set up an interesting thought, doesn't it, for you listening? When you have infrastructure being built like this, aiming for speed, low cost, integration with real assets, with AI, what completely new things become possible?
Yeah, what kind of apps or ways of interacting with digital and physical stuff might emerge from this? Something to chew on, definitely. Yeah. How might it change things?